Violence in the Middle East took a turn for the worse today when Israeli troops stormed two refugee camps in the West Bank. The day-long battles left at least 12 Palestinians and an Israeli soldier dead and more than 100 Palestinians wounded. The assault prompted an appeal for restraint from the United States, with the State Department urging Israel to avoid civilian casualties. Israeli officials charge that the camps have become safe havens for terrorists. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
Shortly before dawn, Israeli tanks surrounded the Balata refugee camp near the West Bank town of Nablus and another camp near the town of Jenin. A short time later, Israeli troops, backed by helicopter gunships, began to enter the narrow alleyways of the two camps, each of which houses about 18,000 residents. Palestinian officials said seven Palestinian policemen were killed in the Jenin camp, but by most accounts, the heaviest fighting took place in Balata, where Palestinian gunmen put up stiff resistance against the Israeli advance. Late this afternoon, the troops began house-to-house searches looking for weapons and what Israeli officials called terrorists. Israeli media reports said the soldiers were breaking down walls as they moved from one building to the next to avoid contact with Palestinian gunmen in the streets. The fighting in Balata continued well after nightfall. In response to U.S. appeals for restraint, Israeli officials insisted that Israel has no intention of remaining in the refugee camps. Dori Gold, an advisor to Prime Minister Ariel Sharon, said the two camps targeted had been the training ground for many Palestinian suicide bombers. He said Prime Minister Sharon tried to explain that to Secretary Powell in a telephone conversation today.
Israel takes very seriously the recommendations of the United States. We are allies. We work together in the war on terrorism. But we at the same time have to do what's necessary to protect the Israeli public.
But Palestinian officials charge that the Sharon government's intention is to destroy any hope of peace. The director of the Palestinian Medical Relief Committees, Mustafa Barghouti, said the Israeli leader is trying to reconquer the parts of the West Bank that are currently under Palestinian control.
I think what Sharon is doing is complete reoccupation of the West Bank and Gaza Strip. And that is a very serious mistake, because what he is doing is expanding the cause and the problem that has been the cause of all problems, of all violence, occupation, military occupation.
Israeli analysts say the incursions into the refugee camps mark a new Israeli willingness to take the initiative against Palestinian gunmen. But Hirsch Goodman of the Jaffe Center for Strategic Studies says it's highly unlikely that Israel will succeed.
Israel can't win this war, and neither can the Palestinians win this war. There is no military solution to the problem. The sides are totally intertwined. There'll be more terror, there'll be more Israeli responses. No matter how many people Israel arrests or how many suicide bombers there are on this side, one side is not going to beat the other side militarily.
Goodman says that the recent escalation in fighting has convinced many Israelis and Palestinians that the only solution is to return to the negotiating table. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.